This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN aid deliveries to Gaza were suspended again on Friday due to shortages of fuel and a communication shutdown, deepening the misery of thousands of hungry and homeless Palestinians as Israeli troops battle Hamas militants in the enclave. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. South Africa's governing party said it would support a parliamentary motion calling for the closure of the Israeli embassy in the country, while the president has requested the International Criminal Court in The Hague investigate alleged Israeli war crimes in its war with Hamas. Kate Bartlett reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
President Cyril Ramaphosa made the announcement while on a state visit to Qatar, where he said he had spoken to the country's ruler about the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza.
We both abhorred what is happening right now in Gaza, which has now turned into a concentration camp where genocide is taking place.
Ramaphosa said South Africa did not condone the actions taken by Hamas when the group launched a deadly attack on Israel last month. However, he criticized the Israeli response, saying people were dying like flies in Gaza's besieged hospitals. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday made America's case to CEOs attending the Asia-Pacific Summit in San Francisco, California, that the United States is committed to high standards in trade that will benefit economies across the Pacific.
We signed the first-of-its-kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is VOA News. The United States and the Philippines have signed a nuclear cooperation pact under which U.S. investment and technologies are to help the Southeast Asian nation transition to cleaner energy and bolster its power supply. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. witnessed the signing of the deal by his Energy Secretary and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Marcos says nuclear energy is expected to become a part of the Philippines' energy mix by 2032. A powerful undersea earthquake shook the southern Philippines on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People hide under tables in a restaurant area in a mall as the quake shakes General Santos City. However, there are no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning in effect. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured magnitude 6.7. The Philippines experiences regular quakes and volcanic eruptions. Due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Finland will place barriers on the Finnish-Russian border crossings it plans to close at midnight local time, the Finnish border guard said on Friday. Finland's government on Thursday decided to close 4 out of its 9 border crossings with Russia in response to asylum seekers entering the Nordic nation through its eastern border. Over 200 asylum seekers arrived in Finland this week, led to Finnish leaders calling Russia out for funneling people to the border. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.